Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Mashanti, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by. And if you've ever missed any of these shows in their entirety with our featured guests, you know, Stitcher, Apple Music, and Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to listen to these shows that we bring you. We have a fantastic guest today. He hails from Appalachia State. He's their standout quarterback, Zach Thomas. Ton of accolades. If you want to check out accolades, everything Sunbelt Player of the Year, every Mountaineers stat he basically owns. 32-6 record as a starter. I think he'll agree with me that he probably thinks it should be at least 33-5 because they should have beat Penn State when they were in Happy Valley. And I believe that was his first start, but I am not sure. But with that said, Zach, you've had a tremendous career. How's this afternoon treating you?
Oh, it's been it's going good right now. Did some workouts today. And then, unfortunately, in New Jersey right now, it became a snowstorm last night. So now just enjoying the snow and kicking my feet up and enjoying the warm weather that we have in the hotel room right now.
And prior to going on, you arrived at Test Football Academy in January, and you're working with Tony, the quarterback guru. What's it been like working there, and what are some of the things that you're really focused on to get you to the next level?
Yeah, it's been outstanding, man. You know, when you come into this process, you're looking for someone that's going to buy into you and make you a better player at the end of the day, and that's what this test training facility does. It's a great group of guys. Starting with the coaches, they pour into you. You know, they're not here to hold your hand throughout the process. You're here to get better. It's on your own terms, but, you know, they guide you in the right direction, and it's just it's up to you how good you want to get during this time. And, you know, I appreciate them. They pour in a lot of knowledge to me. And then with Tony, you know, just the way that he attacks every day, the way he attacks quarterback drills, just the small details that he's adequate about, just to make you a better quarterback. It's been great. And, you know, I came in here with an open mind, wanting to get better, wanting to put myself up in the right shoes and trying to succeed in everywhere I can. And I definitely have the tools around me to do it. It's just how much I want to utilize it and get better myself.
And I bet you are using that. That's why you're here now. I mean, you've definitely maximized everything you've gotten so far. I mean, a fantastic collegiate career. This past January, you were on the road. You were down in Florida's Tropical Bowl. You were in Fort Worth at the College Gridiron Showcase. You were invited to the Virtual Shrine and NFLPA games. Those were virtual, but nonetheless, those are tremendous accolades to be invited to that many places. And you know, Zach, the reason you got invited is because scouts want to know who you are and what you bring to the table. And with that said, what was it like to be able to, you know, see these scouts, you know, maybe not shake their hands during the COVID, but, you know, sit down and look them in the eye and let them know who you are, not just as a player, but as a man?
Oh, it's great. I mean, I appreciate all the opportunities that I've gotten because it's just another way for you to get your name out there. And it's a way to sit in front of the scouts and let them know your knowledge of the game and what you want in life. And, you know, it's been a blessing for me throughout this process to get the ability to go to these showcases. And like you said, like the East West, just what they believe in and the ability, even though we didn't have a game, but the ability, I had a conference with some people from the Shriners Hospital, and it was just awesome just to experience this. I mean, this is a once-in-a-lifetime experience right now, what I'm going through, and just trying to take it all in and trying to enjoy the moment and trying to get my name out there as many people as I can.
Well, that's what we wanted to do. That's why we wanted you to come on the show, because we want to get your name out there as well. I mean, everyone knows about you, but we want everybody to really, really know about you. Well, let's go back. First time you have the football in your hand, and you're such a dual threat. I mean, you're an athletic kid, period. I mean, you just scream athlete. But with that said, were you the quarterback from the get-go? I mean, were you always the guy with the ball in your hand?
No. So I never played quarterback
really?
Until eighth grade. And that
wow.
I got introduced to quarterback in eighth grade by my middle school coach. His name was Ron Teleski. And we kind of talked about it. And he was like, listen, like, I want you to play quarterback. And so he kind of introduced me to the position, told me the ins and outs of it, and got me connected to some quarterback trainers to start warming, trying to get everything down path. And then from him, it just transitioned to high school, trying to continue to be better every day at quarterback. And so really I owe everything to him because he's the one that introduced me to the position.
Wow. I would have lost a ton of money on that, Zach. I'm telling you, I would have said from the get-go. And well, God bless him because he definitely saw something in you. And look at now you're a couple months away from the 2021 NFL draft. Fantastic stuff. Once again, Zach Thomas, Appalachian State, standout quarterback, Sun Belt Player of the Year in 2018, 32-6 as a starter, nearly 7,000 yards passing, 1,300 rushing. I mean, this kid is really, really fun to watch. And hopefully we can watch him do his thing at the NFL level. So let's kind of go through the moments. I mean, so you're in high school, you're doing your thing. Other schools were looking at you. How did you know you wanted to be a Mountaineer?
Yeah, so I had kind of a crazy recruiting journey. So my recruiting kind of picked up heavy my junior year, and, you know, I kind of had some schools in mind that I wanted to commit to, and App State was not one of them. And so then senior year comes around, and we start playing senior year. We were off to a really good start, and then I think it was like the fifth or sixth game against the Hoover Buccaneers, broke my leg. So when that happened, you know, at that point, every offer that I had at that point kind of got stripped from me. So I committed to a small school in Alabama that was Jacksonville State University in the OVC. And so I was committed there, was going to go play there. But there was always something in the back of my mind that was telling me that this wasn't home. This is not where I should be. And so App State had a quarterback leave and went to Iowa State. And when that happened, Coach Ponce, which is now the OC at App State, came and took a home visit, and he told me to come up and take an official visit. I took an official visit and loved it and committed.
And the rest is history. All the accolades and success, and you really, I mean, I mean, people are listening. Are like, okay, well, we understand you love Zach Thomas, but fair enough. I mean, you were a hell of a college quarterback. I hope to see you do this at the next level. I'm just being honest with the audience here. Now you're at the, you know, you're at the Gridiron Showcase. You're at the Tropical Bowl. I ask this of all the guests that come on the show. I mean, if you're in the film room with these scouts, Zach, and they're breaking down the tape, what do you think they're going to love about you? What are those, I like to say, your hallmark home run abilities that are going to help you land on a 53-man roster?
I mean, I think first and foremost, what stands out most is the toughness I have. You know, I was my brother, which was 8 years older than me, kind of pushed me when I was at a younger age to be tough. And, you know, I owe a lot to him because when you have a brother that's 8 years old and he's in high school and you're in elementary school, he beats up on you and he makes you a tough kid. And then I think it's the ability to be a competitor. You know, wherever I've been at, I've always competed to the best of my ability, whether that was in the weight room, whether that was in the film room, on the field. And that's just something that showed at App State was my ability to compete. You know, it probably wasn't, I'm not your prototype guy that's going to go out there and be 6'5 and just have a rocket of an arm, bro. I'm going to compete with you in any way that's possible to have that ability to get the job. And, you know, I think the last thing would just be the ability to make plays. You know, when a lot of things break down, the ability to make a play with your feet, I think that stands out most right now in the NFL. And you see a lot more people go into it, like Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, just their ability to, when a play breaks down, to put that stress on a defense, to extend a play with their legs, it's harder to defend. And I think that's something that I've always done really well at the college level.
Now, you know, and Zach, and you know this as well as anybody, I mean, your size in today's NFL, that might have not been something that would have connected, say, 15, 20, 25 years ago, because they were so adamant about tall quarterbacks. But we've seen the change of guard a little bit where, you know, the dual threat, smaller quarterback can succeed. And I think it fits your mold. And timing, you know, where you're at it pretty well. How about this question? And we just want to benefit you and let all these teams know, is there anything that they should know that they don't? I mean, you could have been team captain, weight room warrior, film junkie, maybe some of the offense. I don't know what else you could have done in that offense. You were so prolific in it. But anything else that you need to know, these teams need to know that can help you get drafted?
I mean, I think it's just my ability to adapt and learn. You know, when I was at App, unfortunately, we went through a lot of coaching changes. And throughout my 3 years of starting at App State, you know, we had three different OC and head coaching changes. And as a player and as a quarterback, it's very tough. Just the ability to adapt to their systems, the ability to learn their systems, and their ability to get their terminology down pat to where I know that I need to do what they want me to do, because at the end of the day, they're the coach and that's who I'm playing for. And so I think that stands out heavily whenever you talk to a lot of people, because when you go through that many coaching changes, it's hard to be successful and it's hard to be day in and day out a good team. And that's something that we did well at App State, and we adapted to our surroundings, and we knew that the players that we had in our locker room were good enough to go out there and compete no matter who we had behind us. So I think just the ability to adapt to anything that's around me, just the ability to learn quick and learn on the fly and make plays.
Now, and you just talking about that, I don't know, I felt like my adrenaline was starting to pick up. Felt like your adrenaline was starting to pick up. You talked about your brother being 8 years older and being tough on you, kind of, you know, toughening you up. I mean, are you gritty in that in the huddle? I mean, what's it like being in the huddle with you?
Oh, man, no. I'm more of your calm, collected guy. I'm not, you know, I'm a leader. Obviously, as a quarterback, you got to be the leader of the team. You got to be the leader of the offense. But I'm not your hoorah guy that's going to get up and yell at you when you make a mistake. You know, I'll just pull you over to the side, tell you what I saw, let me hear what you see, and then make the correction. I'm not going to get in your face and yell at you, because at the end of the day, that's not the way I would want to be treated. You know, I was always the kind of guy that wanted to be pulled to the side to tell me what I needed to do to be better. And so, I mean, in a huddle, you know, I'm not going to yell at you. If I see something that I don't like, then, you know, I might pull you to the side, say something to you. But at the end of the day, everyone's here for the same goal, and we're all competing to be the same kind of person. We all want to be that quarterback in that huddle. We always want to be that leader in the face of the franchise. And so that's just how I've always approached the game of football. And at the end of the day, it's a game, and you got to have fun while you're doing it.
Fantastic. Once again, Zach Thomas, Appalachian State standout quarterback here on the C2P. You folks know Apple, Stitcher, Blog Talk, all opportunities to download and listen to these featured shows. We're almost out of time, but outside of football, Zach, what are some of your other passions and what else do you love doing?
I mean, I'm a normal guy, man. I just like to hang out, watch Netflix, play some Xbox. Nothing too fun, you know, just like to relax, keep my feet up. Obviously right now training a lot, body's very sore and whatnot. So just like to just kick back, watch some TV shows and just relax.
Fair enough. Well deserved. Like I said, you got a lot going on. Okay. Now we always end it. We call it three and out. These are a couple off the wall, lighthearted questions. You ready to take a shot with some of these?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
All right. Now you are training at Test, and we always like to, when we know the facility, we always like to have some fun with you. If you could be the trainer tomorrow when you go to the facility and you could pick one guy to work out and put through a little hell, what trainer are you going to pick and what are you going to put him through?
I think I'd – that's a hard question right there. I don't know. I think I'd probably pick Vance just because he's always giving us a lot of crap. And, you know, I kind of – I'd push him to the walls and see what he has.
We had Jack Smith on last night or the night before. He picked Gare. He wanted to put Gare through the Elko. So I thought that was kind of funny. He wanted to see Gare, Big Gare in the Elko. How about this one? Superstitions? Any game day superstitions?
Yeah, and you know, I probably shouldn't be telling the world this because people might think I'm a little I'm weird, but you know, it was something that I picked up my freshman year. And so before every game, that we would have that Saturday before we'd go down to do pregame meal or we'd do a walkthrough, we'd have a couple people over to the room and we'd have a Chainsmokers concert. And we'd just sit there and relax, get our minds off of everything, just kind of, relax and get down to earth again. And then once it was over, you know, at that point, you knew it was ready to get ready for the game. So that was something that we always did.
That's fantastic. And the final one, we're close to this draft. It's right around the corner. Who's the best cook in your family, Zach? And what would you like that person to have prepared that week of the draft as you celebrate this next football journey?
I would have to go to my mom and, you know, chicken rice casserole. She makes the best chicken rice casserole I've ever had, and that would be definitely something that I'd want on the night to be drafted.
Fair enough. Well, Zach, mom knows, hey, the chicken casserole, get to it. End of April. Zach, fabulous career. Stay safe. Winter storm. Drive slowly. Do what you need to do. But, hey, stay humble. Stay hungry. Be blessed. And we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
No problem at all. Once again, Zach Thomas, Appalachian State. And this kid's fantastic. I mean, listen, you guys know I rave about all the guests. But, I mean, this kid was just fun to watch. I mean, you couldn't love college football and not want to watch this kid do what he does. And I hope we get to see it at the next level because it's just a lot to like. Dual threat. He can throw. This is where the NFL is going. I mean, guys like him, there's a place for guys his size with his ability now. Like I said earlier in the show, 20 years ago, no. 2021 NFL, guy like Zach Thomas is a guy that you should know. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.